But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Welcome to the Ground Level. We're going to have a little short episode today. A couple things on my mind as I was driving home back to the studio. And then I got a little bit of news that just popped up on the feed here, and we'll dive right into it. Welcome to the Ground Level on our podcast here. This is Sean. I wanted to go over a couple things here today as I was on my way over to my studio. Some news popped up, had some things on my mind. This is going to be a short episode. It is just strictly audio. You can find us at Rumble, our RSS, FM Player, Spotify, basically wherever you get your podcasts. If you're checking us out on Rumble, please follow us. Rumble.com, the Ground Level. Like, subscribe, and leave comments. So I'm in the car today having a deep discussion with my friend Brian, as we often do. You know, Brian on the show here, I'm talking about Bill Maher, and man, that guy. I could spend an entire episode, I probably will, talking about Bill Maher, and people just like him have been on these platforms for a very long time, and they've had their hands are bloody with a lot of what you see going on today. And things got so out of control. Now people with those platforms like Bill Maher, who were, you know, historically Democrat, which that in itself is not the problem. It's this far left mentality that we've turned into where things have just gotten so chaotic right now. And there's a fight. There really is a fight right now about good and evil. That's in my perspective. There's foundations, institutions, the family, the nuclear family, the basic functions of society, which are being torn down by a particular political demographic. And yes, those are the Democrats. They have let the far left insanity take over their party. So then when you talk about people like Bill Maher, who's, again, traditionally a Democrat from the 70s era. You know, which is not the Democrats today. And you watch, you hear him now, he's starting to come to the center. And that's not even to say Republican. Things have gotten so far to the insanity level over there on the Democrat Party that somebody that talks like Bill Maher now is now considered a conservative. And we seem to be decade after decade just kind of pushing the finish line, get a little further out there. That finish line is just a world of just chaos. Anything goes. Moral depravity. I fear that's the path that they want or that they're on. They don't like any judgment, no shame. There should be shame. Shame is part of our human psyche. It corrects our behavior. It's crazy to witness what's going on. And again, not to waste too much time with Bill Maher, but I wanted to really talk about celebrities. And then, of course, you know, I get this notification about China just this morning reported by the BBC. It's kind of flying all over the place, but I saw it on the BBC first. Let me just read this to you here. China has warned the U.S. it is ready to fight any type, in quotes, of war after hitting back against President Donald Trump's mounting trade tariffs. Now, the world's top two economies have edged closer to a trade war after Trump slapped more tariffs on the Chinese goods. China, of course, quickly retaliating, imposing 10 to 15% tariffs on U.S. farm products. I'm not a tariff expert. I understand that the U.S. has been taken advantage of for far too long because people have allowed it to, mostly Democrats, using our tax money, the people that are, you know, people that are working hard. I've been saying this the majority of my adult life, that this stuff has just gotten out of control. They've used our tax money to fund wars, to give to basically, I mean, it has become money laundering in every sense of the word. There's always a crisis that gets generated by our government, be it state, local government, especially here in Washington state, or at the federal government. The federal government has just been that DC machine of corruption. And it's just been an autopilot because there has been no pushback. Now you have a president in there, Donald Trump, and for all you want to say, you know, he definitely gives us a world where we can criticize him easily for the things he says, his approach, this kind of thing. But I set that stuff aside. He's a transactional businessman. He feels he's been put into that position. He's got a job to do. He wants to respond and answer accordingly to what the people want. And now he's exposing all this fraud and abuse. And so with that being said, we've got this fraud, this abuse that's going on, all these changes going on, all these tariffs. You know, you see the changes that happened with Mexico. Honda's pulling its Honda Civic operation out of Mexico and moving it to Indiana. Some of his policies are working. And this can be, this can go on and on and on. President of China just said, if war is what the U.S. wants, be it a tariff war, a trade war, or any other type of war, we're ready to fight till the end. I mean, that's what he said on X. So that is something that needs to be taken seriously. And sadly, I have listened to so many people for the past 3 fucking decades say that's just labeling, you know, China is the boogeyman. We always have to have a boogeyman. We always have to somebody. No, we knew what was coming. China, as corrupt as it is, they're patient. And they have finally gotten to the position to where they are a world power on a military sense. All they got to do is team up with Russia. I've been saying that for a long time. All the chaos that we, all the proxy wars we've created, all the financial games we've played, China wants our land. And I can tell you firsthand, I have firsthand knowledge of so many Chinese investors that are moving to Washington State and buying up property right and left. They've been doing it for a long time, at least 10 years with the business that I've been in. A lot of Chinese investors. And it amazes me that foreign people, especially adversaries, the fact that they can buy U.S. soil, we have completely sold ourselves out. And they've been chipping away and chipping away. And part of that game that they've played, and this is not the biggest part of this game, but they have definitely taken advantage of the Democrat, the liberal Democrat, that doesn't want to seem like a racist. And that is what, I mean, you're seeing this stuff in Europe all over the place with the Muslim countries or the Muslim population that's moved in there, setting up basically their own little mini countries in their land. Because they know that if you say anything, all they got to do is throw up the word racist. And people, their knees buckle. It has gotten out of control. It's too far now gone to where any lessons can really be learned. And if they are learned, there's nothing that you can do for recourse unless it was a drastic hit back. So China's over here buying up properties, all this stuff with the borrowing money on our debt. I mean, my goodness, the Democrats have sold us out. And I will tell you firsthand, the Republicans knew this shit was going on, didn't do a damn thing about it, didn't say anything about it. So they're just as equally guilty. I've been saying for so long, it's the DC machine. That machine is out of control. It has been out of control. You bust your ass, they steal your money, and then they threaten you. And here we are. When everybody was saying for a long time, hey, got to watch out for China. Oh my gosh, that's so ridiculous. China doesn't have the economy or the manpower or the military strength. And it's so important to pay attention to your gut. If you have any wisdom and even a little bit of solid historical reference or education, just some basic education, you can see what's been going on. And I've been saying it a long time, and now the threat is finally being made. Now, this also doesn't surprise me. Trump has come in there with a sledgehammer, and he's making some pretty big changes. He does. It's this is some scary stuff. Any kind of a third war, world war, and let's just say yes, we would win against China. But I also say, you know, just on a combat level, you know, military strength to military strength. But this is a different world. We live in a different world where people fly buildings or planes into buildings now. You have people that have set up shop in our entire interior. Even if we did, you know, in the, let's say a war actually does break out, and even if we did come out on top, it would be an ugly, ugly fight. This generation of Americans is not mentally prepared for what that looks like. You look at this young generation, and they're so tuned into having that fucking phone in front of their face, and, you know, apps and Starbucks and Netflix and go to Costco and get your frozen chimichangas and on it goes. Wearing pajamas when they walk to the store. They just have no idea. Now, there's a good portion of American, thank goodness our Second Amendment hasn't been destroyed yet, but that's what the Democrats want. And in fact, another thing that just came up here is in Washington State. I'm going to be looking a little bit deeper into it here shortly. It'll be on our next podcast, but I talk often about the bills in Washington State and how they are just constantly attempting to go after us. Or go after the Constitution in any way they can get around. The Democrats have 100% sold us out to China. And again, I say Republicans knew it was going on. They could have come public. They could have gone public, told us, warned us. We're in this situation now, which is as candid as I can be, is quite frightening. People let their guard down. America is such a strong country, and now you have also, especially on our college campuses, half the students hate the country that they live in. Can you imagine what this could turn into? You have mindless people out there talking about Palestine, queers for Palestine, all this, not realizing that Palestine doesn't align with you. And on a very, very low level, this whole mentality of, well, if I just show them I'm nice, if I just smile and hug, and they'll come around. They'll want to be just like us. No, not all cultures are equal. They have different goals. They have different agendas. They have different traditions. They have different ideas of what humanity is. And you can break down into religion and science and all these different things. There are some cultures that are sorry ass backwards. They don't respect human life. And then the liberal will kick in and go, well, yeah, but look at how many people in America kill and all. Yeah, I get it. But those of us that are civilized, the on paper United States of America has been attempting to achieve equality, got rid of slavery. Those were white people, mind you, that did that wrote that amendment. It was Democrats at that time that were trying to keep slavery. And I'm not trying to jump off on so many tangents. It's so difficult not to these days because of the state that we're in. And that's what I was going to say. There's another bill here in Washington State trying to say that the public schools now can analyze your child. And if your child has any behavior disorder, they're trying to pass a bill that will allow the state to confiscate your weapons. So you have a right to defend yourself unless the government deems that your child is upset or stressed out or has behavioral disorders, then they can come in and take your means to defend yourself. The state of Washington is such a corrupt, disgusting slop house. And I am so fucking sick of it. I am so sick of this nonsense and the shitheads in our state, in our community, my fellow Washingtonians, as that dipshit piece of shit, man. Sorry, not trying to go off on a tangent. Jay Inslee and Bob Ferguson, those evil putrid fucks. And that's what they are. They're just power hungry pieces of shit. And that goes a line, I've said it many times, by that disgusting basset hound, Patty Murray. They're all of the same cabal. They just want power. They just want to control everybody's lives. While they live in mansions, and they have private planes, and they have millions and millions of dollars that they take from you, mind you. And then they sit up here and write all these bills to eventually just put boots on our necks. And that's what they're going for. So then here you go. You got a man like Trump in there, Republicans, Hegseth, RFK, all this stuff going on, trying to restore power to the people, stop the corruption. And it's amazing how many people are sideways about it. I just don't get how people can be so stupid. And not even trying to understand. I'm a generation where we were taught to always question authority. And here we are, circling back. I mean, I live in a town that took taxpayer money to build a park in Tacoma called the Chinese Reconciliation Park. And it's monuments to China. It's got structures that look like you're in Beijing. That was with taxpayer money, never asked. I saw that and went, what's going on here? Nobody said anything because they didn't want to be called a racist. There is a, it feels like sometimes one of the agendas China has too is to terraform us. Get us so hot and fighting against each other. You know, a lot of these politicians that have sold us out, they just don't give a shit. They've got mansions in Greece. They've got mansions in Italy. People like Johnny Depp, I mean, I know he's not a politician, but it's the same thing. They have so much money, they can buy islands. So when the war does happen, they won't be affected. You and I are left alone. They don't care about us. None of them care about us. You have this new administration in there that's now trying to set things straight. And all they're getting is pushback. So here we are again, circling back. China getting the words out that I knew was coming. I've known this was coming for a long time. I don't think any of our episodes have actually been of Brian and I debating the China threat. But I can tell you right now, years ago, Brian didn't want to hear it. Oh, they don't have the resources to be an actual threat. They don't pose a threat to the U.S. Now, that was years and years and years ago. Like Democrats, like liberals, China's been patient, methodical, putting their chess pieces into place, all while we're in this state of fighting amongst ourselves and not paying attention. And again, don't know what's going to happen from this, but the words are at least out there now. They're saying it. And it's something that everybody better wake up to. Sadly, it's not going to happen. People aren't paying attention. And when it does happen, they're going to blame Trump and they're going to blame. I mean, it's just amazing. The conditioning, the programming, and it, I believe, I fear we're at a point where it's a lost cause. You have families that hate each other for political ideology differences. This is what they wanted. They wanted to destroy us from within, and they've gotten it now. I've lost friends. I've lost business relationships. I've lost family members as far as we don't communicate anymore because I ask questions. Nobody wants to ask questions. That just boggles my mind. And it's so sad. It really is sad that this is where we're at now. Folks, thanks again for listening to The Ground Level. We're in a strange time right now, and we're going to continue to watch this stuff, and I'm going to jump in when I can and kind of give my points of view on these the days ahead because there are some serious changes that are coming. Please continue to listen to us on Rumble. That is our main platform. You can also, anywhere your podcasts are, on Spotify and FM Player on the RSS feed. Please continue to listen to our episodes. Like, follow, subscribe, leave comments. This is going to be a lot of fun, but at the same time, we're in a strange time, and I want to make sure that my perspective is well thought out before I deliver any content moving forward. I even made a joke recently. You know, Brian and I have a lot of fun, and I got just a few seconds here left, but you know, as you can see in our episodes, often we're boozing up and having just a fun time discussing things. Alcohol is not going to be a part of the equation for a little while because we really want to pay attention in the days ahead. Again, thank you everybody for listening to The Ground Level, and we'll get back to you soon.